You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It is the APC Podcast, a special 53-man roster cut-down weekend edition. Cut-down day has come and gone as we record this on Sunday afternoon, Sunday, September 1st. It's about 12:45 p.m. Mountain Time, the best time zone for football, but I digress. And the Packers were not awarded anyone off waivers. They can still bring in players off the street. But we can say with relative certainty that we have our initial 53-man roster. And to break it down quickly, some rapid reactions for you fine listeners out there, I am joined by Ben Foldy out in Detroit. Ben, how you doing, man?
I am all right. It is the middle day of a three-day weekend. What's not to like?
I feel much the same. And I forgot to say, I am Zach Rapport, at Zach Rapport on Twitter. Follow the show at the APC Pod. Really quickly, before we get underway, I know that the season has sort of sneaked up on all of us. And we three at the pod have had a lot of life changes this offseason, so forgive the mad scramble, but I wanted to hit two things for the listeners. Unfortunately, it looks like, firstly, we're not going to be able to do our typical preseason tarot card reading. It is not in the cards, so to speak. I know we look forward to that. A lot of the listeners look forward to that every year, but couldn't make it happen. Apologies. Ben, can we get Jamie on? I don't know. Middle of the season? Does that make any sense? Maybe it doesn't make sense.
I don't see why not. I mean, we can see if Jamie can go tomorrow. We'll see.
Okay, we'll press pause on that. Maybe we can actually do that. We will see. The second thing, though, that I wanted to bring up is the Pick'em. The Pick'em is back. I've been neglecting my Pick'em setup duties, but some people have asked about that. Our free Pick'em League top placing listener gets a prize. Nick Varley, last year's winner. Your prize is on the way to you in Australia. If you played last year, check your email soon, within the next day or two. And if you're new, the way to sign up is to follow us on Twitter at the APC Pod and drop us a line there, and we'll get you signed up. All right, without further ado, why don't we just get right into the 53-man roster, the initial, we should say, 53-man roster as the Packers wrap up their preseason and get ready to take on the Chicago Bears to kick off the season this Thursday evening. Let's start with the quarterback position, where the Packers have released DeShone Kizer 2 years after acquiring him in a trade where they shipped Demaryius Randall to Cleveland. Instead, it is the undrafted Tim Boyle who gets the nod as the Packers' only backup. Ben, was this a surprise to you?
Yeah. I mean, not a stop dead in my tracks like Andrew Luck surprise, but I mean, there's a few things that cut means. Most notably, it means that the Packers clearly lost the Demaryius Randall trade, which I believe was the take that I had at the time. And that's a bummer to me. Like, that's a waste of a first-round talent. And, you know, it's just another confirmation that the Packers have not been very good at drafting in the early rounds sometimes in the last couple of years. As far as the immediate, yeah, I would say I'm surprised only in that I think that DeShone Kizer is still pretty young. They only traded for him right before last season, right? Yeah,
yep.
Last season, Hundley before. So, is he like 23, I think? He's not that old.
Yeah, he's 23. Hundley, by the way, who is now the backup in Arizona, I think?
Yeah, that sounds right, yeah.
But no, I don't disagree with you. Matt LaFleur did say early in camp that production would be rewarded, and Boyle strung together more production than Kizer, and so he gets the nod. So Matt LaFleur true to his word there. Moving on to running backs. No surprises for me here. We have Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, Dexter Williams, and Danny the Muscle Man Vitale. Ben, did I read you wrong? Were you surprised at Williams over Carson?
Not at all. I thought Williams was always going to be the pick over Carson.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I don't think there's really any surprises on that list.
No, I'm a little more surprised maybe even that Carson is on the practice squad.
Maybe they see something in him. I don't know. I saw a few open field plays in the preseason where I thought he looked good, but
yeah, no, it's not because I think he's bad. It's just like there's no shortage of like young running backs.
It's true.
And why you want to keep a 25, 26 year old around? But that's just I'm obviously an ageist.
Yeah, so. No, I think that's a fair take, and I think that take is true to the contemporary feelings that most people have about running backs. But let's move on, and I wanted to pause for a minute on wide receiver. The Packers keeping six wide receivers, and they are Davante Adams, no surprise there, MVS, Geronimo Allison, Trevor Davis, Jake Kumerow, and Darius Shepard. The big surprise to me being that rather than carry the injured Equanimeous St. Brown onto the roster and place him on IR boomerang, possibly bringing him back at some point in the season, they place him on IR before cutdowns. So they retain him by shutting him down for the year. Ben, I know that you love EQ, so how much of a bummer is that?
It's a bummer, but it's not a huge bummer. I mean, one of the things that I love about EQ is that he's still 22 years old till the end of the month. And, you know, to me, you know, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I think, was drafted at 24. Yeah. So he's still got, you know, another, like, a redshirt year of physical recovery and intense study is not something that I think is, like, you know, super off-putting for EQ.
Yeah.
I think Trevor Davis obviously surprised a lot of people in camp this year. I readily stand corrected that I was almost certain that this was his last camp in a Packers uniform, and he proved me and a lot of other people wrong. And I think on the Trevor Davis note, I think Darius Shepard's real, his what made him stand out over Alan Lazard is his return ability. And so I'm glad that there's kind of a balanced receiver room, maybe a little bit on the small side with Kumerow and Darius Shepard, but you know, Lazard's a big guy, and he's on the practice squad. Similar kind of build to EQ in some ways. So I think it's a really balanced and good young room, and I think it's getting overlooked in a lot of circles.
Yeah, I agree. And EQ, you know, they shut him down, which is a bummer, but they do stash him on IR. He's in the building. He's part of the team. Guys like Geronimo Allison, I believe, are only signed through the year. So there will be an opportunity for him. It's just not right now, which is a bummer because I know that Aaron Rodgers, among others, was saying that he was really liking what he was seeing out of EQ in camp. Moving on, tight ends really quickly. No surprises there. We've got four, and they are Jimmy Graham, Mercedes Lewis, Big Bob Tonyan, and Jace Sternberger. The offensive line did have some surprises. Firstly, do-it-all backup lineman Justin McCray is gone. Not cut, but rather traded to the Cleveland Browns. Kind of a theme here with Cleveland today. For an unspecified swap of late-round picks in 2020. I guess I say surprise, but maybe it isn't. I don't know. What do you think?
I was a little surprised. Yeah, I thought McCray's versatility and performance in actual game situations was enough to probably keep him around. But, I mean, I guess the surprise is that keeping Cole Madison over Justin McCray is I don't know what it means. I don't know if it's like a vote of confidence in Madison. You know, the Packers have given him a lot of consideration, I'd say, at this point, and not in a way that I think he has like anything to be, you know, he doesn't owe anybody anything, but I am a little surprised at, I don't totally see why Madison would be the guy to keep over McCray, except for maybe salary cap reasons. But if they see potential there, they see potential there, and go for it. Go to town, guys.
Yeah, I mean, coming off a one-year hiatus, a little bit hurt and struggled a bit, I think most people thought that he was a practice squad guy. I know I did, but the reporters who talk to the coaches in the building say that the coaches really, really like Madison. So whether that's, just his smarts or something that they're seeing on the field when the media does not have availability, you know, that all will, that I'm sure there will be a time at some point this year where we will see him on the field in a regular season game, and hopefully we will see what the coaches see as well.
Mm-hmm.
Special teams, really quickly. The Silver Fox, Mason Crosby, is your kicker. The Boy Wonder, J.K. Scott, is your 13-year-old punter. And with that, we move into defense. No surprises, really, at defensive line or linebacker. So I'm just going to read out the names. Bear with me. Kenny Clark, Dean Lowry, Montrevious Adams, Tyler Lancaster, Kingsley Kiki, and Fadal Brown. I guess Brown is a bit of a surprise, but I digress. Your linebackers are Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Kyler Fackrell, Rashawn Gary, and inside it's Martinez, Burks, James Crawford, and Ty Summers. Anything stick out there to you or no?
I mean, I think the same things stick out to me that probably stick out to everybody else, which is that kind of a shallow pool at inside linebacker.
Boy, if that isn't the story of our lives as Packers fans.
Yeah, I mean, but I guess the reason that I think that's more interesting than in previous years is that because the safeties are so much more kind of conventional safeties than they were in the last few years, it's a little hard to see. You know, I think if we were going into this season with that as the ILB core and then saying, you know, oh, but we have Morgan Burnett who can play in the box, and oh, but we have James Jones who's potentially going to be kind of a dollar backer. You know, it's a little weird. It's a little shallower than I think almost anybody thought it was going to be. I guess the upshot is, you know, if you want to read between the lines, is that Oren Burks is healthier than not.
Yeah.
And maybe also better in his, you know, quality as a player than we've necessarily had a chance to see, which isn't totally his fault considering injuries and things like that.
But yeah, I think once he went down, the way that I heard coaches talking about him led me to believe that they expected big things out of him that maybe fans didn't see last year and weren't expecting this year. So it's certainly good to hear that he will be back sooner rather than later.
The one thing at outside linebacker that came, you know, I saw that the Jets cut Ja'Kai Polite today or yesterday. And not, you know, he was kind of being talked about as a potential first rounder where the Packers were drafting, and a lot of people were really high on him. But the follow up to him being cut that I saw on Twitter is that he apparently also managed to get fined for like over $100,000 in the offseason for missing various meetings and whatnot. So that's kind of hilarious. I guess there's some other cutdowns that I think could help the room potentially, but you know, I thought Shane Ray could be an interesting possibility. But, you know, Kyler Fackrell put up, what, nine sacks last season, eight and a half? So, you know, if he's your fourth guy in the rotation, I mean, granted, he's also however old he is now, 27, something like that. You know, he doesn't have that much time in the league, but he's not exactly a spring chicken either.
I'm going to play this ding noise every time you mention age, because I feel like almost every point that you make has some kind of age tie-in. So that's the third one
true,
today
though,
I've been counting in my head. No, it's true. It is.
I also think that you know, and this has been pointed out elsewhere, but like, you know, there's kind of a top heavy distribution in terms of some of the better players on the team, but you know, outside of I think 10 guys, everybody's under 26 now. You know, which is kind of a throwback to the Thompson days of yore when the Packers were always the youngest team in the league, and I'm okay with that moving forward. And I guess that also might soften the you know, the sense when you look at this team and you don't necessarily see a lot of like big recognizable names, particularly on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are hurting. And I think the defense in particular will probably take the NFL by surprise somewhat this season. I mean, Kenny Clark is just such a great player and still young. You can hit the dinger. thank you.
There are a lot of questions around what you eat. How is it made? Where does it come from? What are the impacts of its packaging? The What You're Eating podcast is here to help you understand how your food gets to your plate and put into context the full impact of the food you eat, whether that's on animals, the planet, or other people. Join host Jerusha Klemperer, director of Foodprint, as she dives deeper to uncover the problems with the industrial food system and offer examples of more sustainable practices. She provides practical advice for how you can help support a better ecosystem through the food that you buy and the systemic changes you push for. From practical conversations with farmers and chefs to discussions with policy experts on the barriers to sustainability, the What You're Eating podcast covers more than just the what. It covers everything from the why to the how of the food you love to eat. Listen and subscribe to What You're Eating at foodprint.org/whatyoureeating or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Mike Daniels being gone is I don't think that makes the team better. But I think that defensively, you know, this is the start of a new thing. But we'll see how it shakes out in the regular season.
Yeah, yeah. Moving on to safety, the position group you mentioned just earlier. I know that Alex was worried about our safety depth. We have four. Firstly, I want to say Ibrahim Campbell is on the PUP, so he slides through and will be useful. Will be a useful player to have whenever he is available. But for now, the four are Adrian Amos, Darnell Savage, Raven Green, and Will Redmond. Ben, hearing those names, are you worried about depth at all at safety?
Not if everybody's healthy. You know, I don't think they'd keep more than four safeties, and I think that Amos and Savage are going to be, you know, great starters, high level, above average starters. So, not worried about depth as long as everybody's healthy. But, you know, I don't think there's not a safety core in the league where I'm like, well, if the two starters get hurt, they still look really good. So right. It's not that big a deal.
That's true.
And Raven Green is like a reasonably good backup option too.
Yeah. And he came on strong, last year when we were, when we three at Tom and Jerry's were learning his name on the field. But moving on to cornerback, they keep seven: Jair Alexander, Kevin King, Tremont Williams, Josh Jackson, Tony Brown, Kadar Holman, and Chandon Sullivan. Sullivan and Holman are guys that I think really proved they deserved a shot in season, as the preseason and training camp wore on. So I wasn't actually too surprised there. I mean, knock on wood, I feel pretty good about the depth at that position, which is feels rare to say over the last few years. What about you?
Yeah, I think this is probably the best I feel about a Packers cornerback room going into a season. Although, honestly, I think I felt pretty good coming out of the Quentin Rollins, Demarius Randall draft class, too. But I think that there's a little bit more of a proven track record in Jair Alexander, Tony Brown. I think Kadar Holman and Josh Jackson showed enough in the camp and in the preseason that, you know, I see this as a reasonably talented, pretty talented actually, if they all stay healthy, group of guys. And Tremont, you know, I think Tremont hasn't really dropped off that much. I mean, he's obviously not what he once was, but, you know, I don't see him as a liability out there by any means.
No, I think he's slowed down a little bit, which it would be impossible not to, but still.
Yeah, he's like 40 years old.
Yeah, he's still a very savvy player, though, and in great shape.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole roster. Other than the practice squad, if you guys are interested in the practice squad, I would say check out the practice squad tracker on the blog at acmepackingcompany.com. They're going to be tracking all of the incoming players to the practice squad. I think there's one.
I think
it's
finished
now. It's all finished?
Yeah, yeah. So it should be. So we have, they just haven't updated it with
Lazard?
With Lazard yet.
Wide receiver Alan Lazard hitting the practice squad.
Yeah, Yosh, James Looney, Manny Wilkins, Cabianento, Malik Taylor, Randy Ramsey, Evan Bayless, Trey Carson, and Brady Sheldon.
And Yosh is Yosh Nyman, a lineman who I think everyone should know that name, because linemen on the practice squad, they get elevated eventually, and I heard good things from him.
Yeah, Nyman, I think, is a reasonable, you know, he's not somebody who's just like a practice body who you're just, you know, grinding down.
Yeah, they like him.
$8,000 a week. Yeah. And then I think Alan Lazard, I really am glad that he's on the practice squad.
Same.
I think it's hard for me to, you know, I see if any of those bottom three wide receivers get hurt, I think he's the call up. And I really liked him as a draft prospect. So I still see a reasonably good future for him if he gets an opportunity in the league. He doesn't have the return abilities, I don't think, that Shepard and Trevor Davis have. Maybe that's something, I don't know if that's something like guys work on the practice squad. I guess maybe Trey Carson could take that too. But yeah, I think that I'm glad to have Alan Lazard on there. Him and Yasha are the guys that I'm most excited about.
Yeah, same. And if you guys out there are bored at the prospect of talking practice squad players and wonder why anyone should care about these guys, as Wes Hodkowitz pointed out on Twitter, I believe today, here is a list of former Packers practice squad members: Tremon Williams, Geronimo Allison, Jake Kumerow, Danny Vitale, Tony Brown, Tyler Lancaster, Lucas Patrick, Will Redman, and of course, Big F***ing Bob. All these players are now on the Packers 53-man roster, and some of them will play big roles this year. So names to know for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason not to assume that they are potential contributors down the line.
Yeah, I agree. And with that, I'm going to hit the polka because I think that does it for us here, breaking down really quickly for you guys, wanting to get out some weekend content. The 53-man roster, probably subject to change a little bit over the course of the next few days and into next week even, I think. No players awarded off waivers, but maybe they'll bring in someone off the street. You don't know. You never know. Ben, we're going to podcast tomorrow, try to preview this Bears game. Is that right?
That's the goal, right?
All right. And maybe see if we can get Jamie to do a little shorthand tarot card reading. What do you say?
Yeah, we'll try.
We'll try. We will try on that, folks. And once again, if you are interested in the pick'em, follow us on Twitter at the APC Pod. Send us a note there and we will get you set up with the pick'em. If you played last year, check your email today or tomorrow. You're going to get an email alert from me or from the podcast email account, theapcpodcast@gmail.com. Check your spam filter. It's going to be fun. Yeah, that's all we got. The Packers have their roster. We'll be back in a day or so talking Bears, talking meaningful Packers football. Until then, go Pack, go.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.